Okay, so this video I labeled if she's single by 27, meaning, okay, if she, like, these are very dangerous times. This age bracket is a very dangerous age bracket to date women in. Because this is a $250 shirt, man. I spilled eggnog on it. Man, this is Egyptian cotton, $250 shirt. And I spilled eggnog on it, and I'm trying to scratch it out. But, okay, if a woman, if she, once she ends up 27, roughly, we're 27, 28, 29, 30, okay, unless her long-term spouse died, this very rarely works in your favor on a whole, okay, depending on what you want. But I say work in your favor as far as personal respect goes. It doesn't work in your favor if you have any self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-respect. Getting with them at the, and I'm going to explain why. Getting with a woman, I say roughly from, I say 26, 27-ish and up. If you have any self-respect, it does not work out well for you. Unless her spouse died, or it was clear, like he just like, maybe like murdered his family on accident or something, like, I mean, not accident, but you know, like some weird, just some really like, really, or like maybe like, what was that movie with Forrest Gump, when he ended up trapped, not Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks, which, got trapped on that island, and he had to live with that beach ball. I can't remember. Castaway, unless it was some like crazy scenario, her ex-spouse was some crazy scenario like that. Unless it's some crazy scenario that was out of her male spouse's control, by the time you get her, you are on the losing end. I'm going to explain why. And it's very simple. Women are not very difficult. If you want to think as a woman, think as like pretty much the basics of a stock market and greed, and with the mentality mixed with the mentality of a child or a dog. And this is pretty much when you get, this is where you get, you know, a woman, the average woman's mindset. Okay. Let's say her ex-spouse didn't die or didn't end up on, you know, stranded on an island with a beach ball. Right. Let's say she just kind of dated, you know, dumped, got dumped, whatever. Right. Okay. There's a, you see, women's prime is between 16 and 25. So she went through roughly a decade of not finding. And there's some women who have bad luck. I totally get it. But even then, that's still a little rough because she still knows what she really wanted the whole time. You see, by the time they end up that old, they've at least been around the block and they know. Okay. And usually the reasons why women end up single at 26, 27, 28, 29 is this. Is because either one, guys kept getting with them, realizing they're a little fucked up, and it would like dismiss them for whatever reason. I actually had a Russian girl like that not too long ago who was like, and I did the same thing. She said all her exes did. I did the same thing. Just abruptly dismissed her and was just done with her. One, like she's too fucked up when the guy comes there. You know, he's probably dealing with her, you know, throughout those prime years because she's in her prime. But then the more he talks to her, he starts to see like, yeah, like this is a defective woman pretty much. And just abruptly leaves. No questions, no, you know, no texts, no calls, nothing. Just bye and blocks her on everything and just, you know, moves on with life. Or two, she gets with guys, but nothing is ever good enough because she's a princess. It's usually one of those two. And there's other intricacies that filter, you know, that you know, fall in under those two scenarios. But those are, you know, the two general scenarios. So by the time she comes to you, when she's, you know, 26, 27, 28, if she even put up with you, okay, if she put up with you or she's treating you well, you have to remember, these are the post-prime years for women. So she is in, if she's going to deal with you, she is in settling mode. You see what I'm saying? And when a woman, okay, now when men are in settling mode, Men can pretty much adjust to anything and then, you know, make get fun out of it. You know, we can just start laughing about this, you know, roll of paper towels and then make jokes about it. And now it's my favorite paper towels in the world. You see what I'm saying? Like, we can do that. Women don't do that. Like I said in the previous video, once a woman's mind goes one way, she can't go back. There's no going back and, you know, reconciling and all that. She is forever, you know, uneasy about this thing. So by the time she comes to you, she is on settling mode. Okay, now if you ever want to know what a woman on settling mode is like, take a woman, let's say, shopping for shoes, right? And there's a pair of shoes that costs $250. But there's another pair of shoes that are on sale, 40% off, and they're just a different color. Now she has to settle, and you make her, and you talk her into settling for these pair of shoes that are on sale. Every logical man knows that woman is, she is not going to sit easy with what she had to settle for. She is always going to, there's always going to be some reason, even if the shoes end up working out better, she's always going to resent those shoes just because she was brought to that point of thinking of, oh, I must settle because, you know, X, because X problem is here. I must settle, you see? And it's the same thing. Once they get over that certain age group, they are always settling, you see? So for you, that woman will never, ever love you, okay? She might get used to your reliability, but this woman will never love you, okay? She won't. She'll get used to you. You may start loving her, but she will never love you. She needs you for your reliability as a man in her life, but this woman can never love you, okay? She can't do it. Like I said, a lot of women, they confuse reliability with resources and the attachment to that to actual love for a human. You see what I'm saying? Like, they can love their own children, but they can't love a man. You see what I'm saying? Like, because the children is theirs, then that's always going to be theirs. But like a man, like, that's a whole different object to them. It didn't come out their bodies, you know? So like I said, but by the time she's going to come to you, 26, 27, 28, she is on settle mode, okay? Or let's say you're talking to her, you meet her in a bar or a club or what have you. A lot of time, like, and whatever, however long it takes for her to, like, you know, entertain you. Some women, you make a talk to a woman initially, and like, from then on, you two are just a couple. Some women, you may have to work on for, like, you know, a few days or something like that. Personally, I just don't work on women. Like, I just pretty much make it clear up front, like, what I'm going after. And if I like them, I just tell them I like them. Like, you come with me, blah, blah, blah. And if it just don't work out, then it just don't work out. And it doesn't work out every time. I'm not going to pretend like I just walk up to women and just ding, I want you, and it just works every time. Because it doesn't. It totally doesn't. It's life. But back to the original topic. What I will say is this, you can see it in their eyes. Like when they're above 26, 27, 28, you can see it in their eyes. Like, and you walk and you approach them. Like, it's usually either two looks. The first look is this guy is about something. He can do something. He's just going to leave me for something better. Or two, it's, oh my God, I'll give you everything right now if you just pay me attention and talk to me type of thing. It's usually one or two, because like I said, by this point, they've been run. See, you got to remember, man, by this point, see, they've had a completely different upbringing, not just from their parents, but just the upbringing from the world, because they were young girls. These girls have been given, you know, extra since they were born. They've been getting fucking nailed by miles of cock behind dumpsters, abandoned houses, abandoned cars. They've done they have literally run enough penises in them that can probably reach from here to the sun. I'm totally not making that up. I'm being serious. Okay. If you calculated how many dicks went in them by the time they're 26 and the length of the dicks and how many times they pumped up in her holes, I guarantee the average girl would at least reach the moon. At absolute minimum, would at least reach the moon by the time they're 29. So at this point, like, they are so used to being pumped, and no man bought her off the car lot. She is just fucked up. They are fucked up by the time they're this old. There's just nothing you can do. Like going back to the previous video, once they end up that old, okay, and then they've learned to survive on their own a lot of times, and they've become too independent, there is just nothing you can do for them. And it doesn't matter how good they look. Trust me on that, man. Like, okay, at this coffee shop down the street, which I talked about in the previous video, there's a 19-year-old girl that works in there. And she doesn't look as good as the 28-year-olds. I'll be honest with you. She does not. Physically, she's not fat or anything, but she just doesn't look like her facial features. She doesn't look as good as the other girls, but she's 19. Like, she naturally has that she naturally has that want to maybe like be a part of a family or something. You see what I'm saying? It's still that innocent part of her that wants to give herself to someone. You see that when they're 27, 28, 29, they've just lost that. Like, at this point, they're used to just Tinder, Tinder. Ooh, oh, you don't want to talk to me anymore? Tinder. You see, they're so used to that. They're just fucking trash. Like, and I'll be honest with you, like, there's one girl in there. She's 29. She's turning 30 in a few days. I really liked her. Her personality was on point. She plays violin. She plays in an orchestra. And she was intelligent. Her English was great. She's wit. I mean, I really liked her, but she's going to be 30, man. Like, how many cocks how many sweaty, nasty, drunk men with dirty beards climbed on top of her, spitting on her, fucking her, busting nuts all in her face? You see what I'm saying? Like, think about this shit, man. Like, have some personal standards. Like, I mean, some guys, that may turn some guys on. It doesn't turn me on to think about that. Like, that's fucking, which I do have kinks. I'm not saying I don't have kinks, but that doesn't, if I'm going to talk to a woman in hopes of, like, keeping a decent relationship with her, then it bothers me. But if she's just a fucking whore, then, it doesn't matter. You're just a fucking whore. I'm just going to throw you away in 15 seconds after we're done, and, you know, and that's just be that. Like, probably, I told you before, I'll buy prostitutes. I don't care. Like, I will buy, as long as a woman accepts she's a prostitute and she knows she's a prostitute, then I don't have a problem with a prostitute. But if a woman tries to pretend that she's something, you know, she's, you know, blah, 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 you know, uppity and shit, and then she, you know, but she's, when you break down the logic of the relationship, she's fucking for resources. That's where I have the problem. Don't fucking talk to me, bitch. It's just, you know, I don't mess with women like that, period. You see, my thing with women personally, this is a side rant. My thing with women is just own whatever it is you are. And that was another reason why I liked the 30-year-old at the bar just now, because like she admitted she was lazy. I could be very lazy too, and she just owned it. Like, but I mean, I caught her at work. But like I said, man, she's 30. Like, when they get that old, man, like, I just be like, ooh, they that old and single. I'm just, ooh, like it is sad, and it's difficult to watch that shit, because anybody who knows the reality knows, like, yeah, their prime is up. It's just gonna get worse from here. She's gonna have to settle for some man she's not gonna really want, because she's been too, she's you know, fucking done a 10,000 kilometer cock length marathon inside her coochie for the last 10 years. It's fucking disgusting. Oh my God. I read a story, man. I'm rambling now. I read a story about this. It was this 40. See, women just don't fucking get it, man. Somehow they just never fucking get it. This story, it was this 43-year-old woman documenting her life. And she had kids and her kid's father and her, they split up. And she was going on about how, you know, she would meet up with one guy. He was nice, but she didn't really want to have sex with him. So what she would do is she would have sex with him, but imagine that, you know, the bad boy at the coffee shop fucking her when he would climb on top of her. But then she would meet up with three other guys before she met with him, and maybe not even texting back. And like, see, man, like, how can you fucking, like, as I don't understand that shit. I don't care how, okay, you as a man, I don't care how old you are. If they over 25, they're not worth all that much work. Okay, they're not worth the work of you texting them and they not text you back. All right? Just if they're over 25, they not worth that, bro. Okay, the first time that happens, delete. I wouldn't even text them, first off. But if I were to text them over 25 and they mess around and pull some shit, like, because women see every text, okay? Don't listen to that bullshit. They know when every text message comes in, all right? Fuck them. If they don't text you back, then just, you know, delete the shit, move the fuck on. But she was going about, she had this nice guy, and which I know a nice guy probably exists because there's always these fucking, you know, bitch-made feminist faggots out there. He was fucking, like, texting her. She wouldn't text him back because she was just too tired. Bitch, you 43 years old. You need to get your ass with some man. I'm rambling, man, but the guy who must have been texting her must have been a real sad dude, which they always exist, and for different reasons. Maybe he used to be a gangster dude, and he fell in love with a woman, and his spirits were just broke after that. You never know. You never know what turns men to what they are. But in that scenario, man, this story, man, I should probably like look up the article. Man, that it was so pathetic and sad. Like, because her life, she was like constantly equating her life like a man. It doesn't work out for women. Once women start to indulge in what they like without care of other people's feelings, they just end up tramps. They are just utterly tramps. And then, see, with women like this, see, notice women like this don't hang out with women who can stay married. They don't. An unmarried woman very rarely hangs out with women who can stay married unless she's trying to get married. If that doesn't happen, if she's not trying to get married, she don't. These two women cannot coexist because at least one side is going to be jealous or insecure of the other. Meaning, let's say the woman who can't keep a man, she's jealous of the woman who can keep a man. She may try to take the man, or she may be so mad that she just doesn't want to even see it or be around it. And on the other side, the woman who can stay married for 15 years, she's worried about the single woman taking her man or being promiscuous. You know, there's a reason why she's single. See, they don't hang out. These two groups do not, they don't blend, they don't mesh well. They really, now there are scenarios where, let's say, the two hang out and the one's married. But the one who's married, she's just really good at running game on her husband so he can't see it. And he chooses to leave his head in the sand. But she's really, you know, going to Cancun and getting plowed by 8 guys. That happens. That totally happens. But, like, at the core of the two women, let's say, like the woman who's married, she's genuinely, like, a marriage material woman, like a family-oriented marriage material woman. She does not mesh well with a woman who's not. They don't. They don't get along. Period. Doesn't happen. And this is a much longer video than I thought it would be. But yeah, man, like to the original topic, when they get over 26, man, like, remember to yourself, I don't care how pretty she is, she's going to be nice. Or she's going to at least be nice, or she's going to entertain you, you see. I don't care how pretty she is. Keep that in the back of your head. This woman has been just demolished by cock after cock for the last at least 10 years. By the time you walked up to her. So you treating her with any kind of like undeserved respect is just pathetic. Okay. It's pathetic. Just don't. I mean, I'm not saying be a complete asshole. Like, you know, don't, you know, just tell her to shut the fuck up for no reason. Like, unless she says something that deserved it, but don't give her, in my opinion, no woman deserves undeserved respect. But especially when they hit over 25, 26, that woman has been dogged, has been gangbanged in the back of Ford Escorts. She's been fucked next to highways. She's been gangbanged next to man. They have gone through. See, porn stars like let's say like a Jada Stevens or some shit like that. See, the only differences in their lives is this. Between a porn star and like a regular woman is this. The porn star was having these gangbangs with men who potentially were tested, and the sex was actually on tape. That's the only difference. That is the only fucking difference. Don't forget, the only, like I said, the only difference between a porn star and like a regular woman is the porn star just did it on tape where you can see it. Okay. And it doesn't matter how pretty she is or anything. She can be ugly, but like, It's just nature, man. It's nature. So like I said, when they get too old, man, like don't hold no extra respect for them. If you're trying to fuck them, don't hold extra respect for them. Like, period.